CliffCentral.com.
Well, speaking of businesses that are tech businesses, because you could say many things about South Africa, but we are quite innovative, and one of the places that we're being innovative is at Auto Trader. I mean, George Meany comes in here every week and he sits and tells us about cars, and he tells us about the lifestyle around cars and the things that affect those of us who are motorists and those of us who are interested in cars, but actually, he's got a tech business. I mean, that's what it is, right, George? Isn't it a tech business? There's no way to put it other than that.
Morning, Gareth. That is flipping absolutely accurate. It's a technology business.
Yeah, you connect people to vehicles, and you connect them to deals, and you connect them to each other.
Yeah. I mean, technically, we've always been what's referred to as a marketplace. And usually a marketplace is where you can go and get everything in a particular category.
Yeah.
And then you can buy and sell. So we're a marketplace, but a technology business underlying that.
Well, tell me, since we're here, we gather every Friday to talk to you about all kinds of things to do with cars, how has the market itself changed in the last little while? And you often, I mean, you've said it, but other people also say it, that the car sales are a very good indicator of whether things are going well or they're going badly, or the economy's stagnant. I mean, what are we seeing at the moment?
So the new car sales have been under pressure for a long time. There were signs this year of a bit of a recovery, but people are nervous, and I think it's representative of consumers that are nervous to buy. People switch more and more to used cars in an economy like ours, and then they downgrade to cheaper cars or more cost effective cars in an economy like this, and we see that happening. One of the first things that I was going to bring up today is we're going to see a fuel price reduction potentially in the beginning of November. But is it enough? I mean, we're somewhere between 17 and 18 rand now. So people downgrade, they're nervous to spend money, the economy's tight. But you know what? At the end of the day, South Africa has had positive GDP for quite a while now. Even although that's close to zero, mm-hmm. At least we haven't been in recessionary type times.
Mm-hmm.
The economy can't survive, I think, without the automotive industry. If our manufacturers in South Africa left, we'd be in trouble. And a lot of our economy relies on that manufacturing process.
All right, so let's turn our attention to less macro but more interesting things. You've got Car of the Year.
Yep.
What's happening with the Car of the Year? When is the actual announcement of the Car of the Year?
It's next year, March.
And people are allowed to vote?
Yep, they're allowed to vote. The voting closes next Friday, I think. It closes Monday the 5th, not next Friday.
Okay.
We're flabbergasted at the amount of votes we got. Short period of
thousands.
Time, we've got over 39,000 votes.
Jeez,
for cars.
It's incredible. That's people impressive. Love cars.
Unbelievable.
And they love having an opinion about cars.
Absolutely. We're blown away by the number of consumer votes that we've got. So that's very exciting. We didn't expect this kind of voting. We haven't even marketed it.
Sure. That's just
we haven't even marketed it. We're only starting to kind of put up some marketing material to get the message out.
So how does the voting work? Like, if I go on there, what am I going to find?
You're going to find a list of cars, and that list of cars has a little vote box, and all you need to do is click the ones that you want to vote for.
Super.
That's it. That's
okay.
It. That's easy.
Very good. Go along to autotrader.co.za for more.
Well, this particular website is autotradercoty.co.za.
That stands for Car of the Year.
Car of the Year. Longest, most prestigious Car of the Year in South Africa, modeled on International Car of the Years. And then I said that the petrol price relief is predicted for November. This is off the back of reducing oil prices, not off the back of the economy strengthening. So if the rand didn't weaken, we might have seen up to about an 80 cents reduction, but we're probably only going to see somewhere in the region of about 20 cents reduction. Ugh. If the current trend continues.
That's not going to help anybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's not very much, but
we'll take it.
We'll take it. We'll take it. So, it'll drop the price to 17 rand and 8 cents, which okay. is great. And then VW has revealed that they are working on a design for what they call is a sub Amarok, which is a compact Bucky, almost like, remember the Opel Corsa Buckies?
Yeah, people loved those.
Yeah, they loved them. So they're calling this thing the sub Amarok. And it's not.
It doesn't mean it goes underwater.
No, it's not a submarine.
You have to spell it out for some people.
No, you're right.
Okay. I'm gonna one of those sub Amaroks because I've got a dam on the property.
Who's driving the Dutchman's Ferrari outside?
Ooh, whose is it? Ben's.
No, what?
Is it yours? Oh, is it Ken's?
Ken's. Okay. Sorry, that? Ken.
What is it?
Nissan GTR.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Is that what you call it?
Yes.
That's hilarious. All right.
Anyway. And then Kia and Hyundai reveal that they are developing a solar charging piece of technology for future cars, which is a roof with solar panels in it. There's three types of solar panels. The one will be installed in hybrid cars, and can charge 30 to 60% of the battery during the course of a day.
Wow.
And the other version will be installed into ICE cars, internal combustion engine cars, and that'll run the electronics and the electrics in the car. And the last one will be installed in electric cars, which obviously.
But that sounds like quite a lot of charge you can generate there, 30 to 60%. That's not bad.
It's not
with
bad.
Just the roof, and it's not going to look ugly.
No, it doesn't look ugly to me. It looks like a normal glass roof.
Cool.
Apparently, this roof can come semi-translucent, so sun can shine through it. And you know, maybe this is part of the answer to the battery issue within electric cars.
Well, it makes sense if you're driving in the sun that you can charge from it.
Particularly applicable in South Africa, if you ask me.
No, we've got a lot of sun.
Because we've got a lot of sun in the country. And then very lastly, Uber launched a safety toolkit for riders and drivers. I don't know if you saw this.
Tell me about it.
It'll hit the apps in the next few weeks, and it is a part of the app that allows you to allocate emergency contacts to an emergency button. You can connect directly to private emergency services or security response if you are in a precarious position or under threat.
So whether you're the driver, the Uber driver, or the passenger,
you can use this button on their app to call emergency services, because you know, we've heard about some horror stories with Uber.
I mean, there are a few, and obviously they make the news. I always feel more sorry for the drivers than I do for us, because they have to put up with drunk people and stupid people and abusive people, and you know how everybody gets. They think they own the Uber.
Yeah.
You're just getting a ride.
Yeah.
Someone's charging you some money to get a ride. You don't own the car. You don't get to sleep on the back seat because you're drunk. You don't get to throw up in the car. You don't get to abuse the guy. You don't get to choose your music and all that shit. If they let you do that, that's nice of them.
Exactly.
It's their car.
Exactly. It's their business. They're providing you with the service, and there are some rules there. So I dug out this very interesting little saying. In 1998, they said don't get into a car with strangers. In 2008, they said don't meet people from the internet alone. In 2018, Uber, order yourself a stranger from the internet to get into a car alone.
Exactly. Very bad advice from the 1980s to now. But it shows you how much things have changed.
Exactly.
And you think you know that guy because it says like the dude's name and his registration. You're like, yeah, that's enough information for me.
And you don't know him from a bar of soap.
I'm in. Love it. All right, George, thanks so much.
Thanks,
man.
Gareth.
Always good. George Meany, you can catch the new episode of Auto Central, which is recorded every week here at cliffcentral.com, and then we repeat it every other week so that you get to hear all the fresh stuff. And if you did miss it for some reason, you get to hear it twice. If you did miss it, you get to hear it the next week, but you can hear it twice if you like as well.
Yeah, you hear it as many times as you like if you download the podcast.
Every Monday at 9, and listen when it suits you. If you're too busy at 9 on a Monday, I mean, who isn't?
Exactly.
People have got things to do. You guys have got things to do, like tell us all about the latest news. All right, thank you so much, George. Good to check in with you.
Cheers. CliffCentral.com.